Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Football season is just about to start, but for some it's started already, especially locally. We're going to find out whether ladies football is on the move or has started already or not, because we've got Philip Collinson. I've got that right, haven't I?
You have, yep.
And afternoon, Philip, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
Now, just tell us who you are and what you do.
So I'm club secretary of the White Eagles girls football team. So they're the only team, all girls team on the island. And we play Hampshire League football.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you started already this season?
No, friendly season at the minute. So one of our teams played yesterday. One of our under-15s girls teams played an under-14s boys team on the island and won 3-2. So we're keeping competitive, which is good.
Do you, when you score, how animated do you get?
I've not quite got to the sort of knee slide stage, but we do enjoy it.
You do?
Yeah, definitely.
Fist bumps?
Yeah.
Why
without a doubt.
You?
High fives.
Why wouldn't you? That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
So White Eagles have been going how long?
About 8 years now in total. So just to give you a little bit of history, we've always played in the Hampshire League. We want to be as competitive as possible, so we just feel, let's get off the island, get a bit of recognition. Incidentally, actually, we've had 5 players just this season gone, been picked up by junior Premier League teams. So one has gone to QPR, 3 have gone to Portsmouth, and we've had one girl go to Atalanta, which is based just outside of Southampton. So it's great to get that recognition and see that positivity, really.
Oh, wow. You must be walking on air, man, with things like that, because that is, you know, club on the Isle of Wight, started 8 years ago, and all of a sudden you're a feeder club for Portsmouth and QPR. I mean, yeah, how great is that?
It's fantastic. It's so rewarding as a club. We really push it out there, celebrate that. As a result, we do need some extra players, though, now. So if you've got any under-13 girls out there or under-8s, we're definitely looking for players to come in.
How do they get in touch? As I say, let's talk about where you're based, first of all.
So we're based in Sandown Bay High School. So we play on the pitches there. We train every Thursday, 5:30 till 7. And it is just a case, really, of you can either contact us via email, so that's whiteeaglesfc@gmail.com, or you can, we're quite happy for you to turn up, come and give us a try, see if you like it, and we'll take it from there.
Just give us that detail again, because people will be thinking, oh, hang on a minute, I've got to get a pen.
Yeah, that's right. So it's White Eagles FC, and it's spelt as in Isle of Wight, so it's W-I-G-H-T. eaglesfc@gmail.com.
And it's age groups, what are we talking here?
We've got space to train in all age groups. So we've got senior ladies, which is 16 plus. We have under 15s, under 13s, under 10s, and also under 8s. So anyone's welcome. We've got space in the actual teams to play football in the leagues in our under 13s and our under 8s.
Brilliant. So you've got a lot of teams there, aren't you? A lot of and we should point out that the whole club is just ladies that play.
Correct. Yeah.
No, I mean you there's obviously people that are training, managing and so on. But the actual teams itself, it's an all-girls club.
That's right, yep. So only girls across all the teams, which is great, and it's a nice environment for the girls to both train and play in. And when we play in league football in Hampshire, it's exactly the same. We're playing against all-girls teams.
How do we fare on the Isle of Wight? I mean, you must play a lot of football on the mainland, Hampshire-wise and so on. How do we fare here on the island, the standard?
The standard is okay. There is a Isle of Wight Girls League that's been established. I think it's been established for a couple of years now, which is starting to build a bit of momentum, which is great to see. And we have got girls teams across the island. So we've got Sandown and Lake, we've got Vectis, Cowes, Ventnor, that is starting to build. It's really, really positive to see.
It must be refreshing for you to be a part of it for X amount of years and watch it grow. Because obviously, you know, when you think of ladies football, I think the last sort of, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, maybe 9 years, it's really gone boom, hasn't it? For some reason. I was watching a documentary, probably during the last female World Cup, last ladies World Cup, and they were saying that, you know, there was an England team that actually went and took part in a World Cup in 1970, and they were the first. I'm not sure whether they won it or not. I think they may have done, but they were frowned upon.
Yes.
Nobody would, when they got back, they never gave them any news, they never gave them any hype or anything like that, no awards. And you think, crikey, that was really the dark ages, wasn't it? But all of a sudden, in the last 10 years or so, it's gone boom. And the standard has been exceptional, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really stepped up. We've actually got a partnership with one of the WSL teams as well, which is just come in this close season. So London City Lionesses are our sister club. So we've got some tight links with them now, which is great because it just means we can share best practice as coaches, develop our players using some of their skill sets, and actually go and see some of these professionals and Ballon d'Or winners, in the case of London City Lionesses, play football.
I've got to ask you a question.
Go on. When
London Lionesses, I see their games and stuff on the television, and I never think, hang on a minute, there's Arsenal, there's Spurs, there's QPR, as you've mentioned,
yeah.
And you think, where do London play, and what are they made up most of? Is it just a broad London Lionesses?
They were originally Millwall Ladies, and then they were bought out and the name changed to London City Lionesses. They play in Bromley. That's where their home games are.
Now I know. It's a bit like Scotland, don't they have Glasgow? There's a Glasgow team, isn't there?
And you've got
Rangers and Celtic, and you think, well, hang on a minute, they are Glasgow, aren't they?
Exactly.
Is it ones that don't like them or them? They're not green or blue.
Middle.
So what are the colours of the team? What are the colours of the club?
We've just changed our kit recently, thanks to a sponsorship from White Fibre. We've got the whole club has had brand new kit this season, and it's mainly purple is our base on this, but we've got a combination of colours this time. So we've got purple, black, some light purple in there, lilacs, and it's been designed by one of our coaches, so it's a completely unique design. You won't find it anywhere else, which is fantastic as well.
Brilliant.
It keeps us unique.
And big up White Fibre as well, because they do a massive amount of supporting that people don't see.
Yeah.
On the island, I noticed they're the sponsors behind the new Newport ground.
That's right. Yeah.
White Fibre Park.
Yes, exactly.
I am a little bit worried about White Fibre Park at the moment. The only worry I have is when you drive, it's a bit close to the road, and if you've got somebody taking a shot at goal and they hoof it over the bar, you might be getting a ball on your dashboard at some point, unless they put some nets up.
Maybe avoid it on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Newport will change it in, so they'll be all right.
Yeah,
it's the other team.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's hope they put some nets up, because that would be they'd be able to put some nets up, wouldn't they?
Possibly.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, back to White Eagles.
Yes.
So who named? Who came up with the name White Eagles?
It was originally started by a couple called Laura and Steve, and also another guy called Dan, and they collectively came up with the name. I don't know the full origin story for that. I do need to find that out, to be fair, because it is quite unique. I wonder whether there's a little Crystal Palace element in there with the Eagles.
Well, I did think.
Perhaps, but.
And then when you said the colours, I thought, yeah, similar to sort of Crystal Palace, isn't it? Okay, so you've been there. You've actually been there 8 years from the start.
I've been there for about 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, when my daughters started playing, so that's what got me involved. Then I started coaching, and now I'm club secretary. So
how great is that?
Really good. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So you're watching it grow.
Yeah, and I've only been in this position for the last month, and yeah, it's been incredible to watch that just develop.
Are your daughters still playing?
My oldest one is. My youngest has decided to go for horse riding now.
So, oh, crikey, really?
Yeah, quite expensive.
Yeah,
but,
I bet.
But fantastic.
Well, you've got to say that, I suppose, haven't you? Yeah. Does she get treated differently?
Yeah, she gets less pocket money.
Yeah. So what teams are we looking out for this year, then? When the league starts, you know, you must feel you've got a chance in some of the leagues.
Yeah, so currently we are... Under 15s have got a team in Division 2. They finished third last season, so they just missed out on promotion. We've got a team, under 15s team in Division 4 as well. So, which is great because we can play against each other. The standard is really good across both teams. We're not really afraid of anyone. We quite like the challenge of whoever presents themselves, really, and whether that's a cup run or in the league, it's
good.
It's great to face up to what's in front of you and adapt and be strong on the ball and score goals and so on. Our under 13s team play in Division 3 in the Hampshire League, and they're competitive. They have lost some players to Portsmouth, which is completely understandable because they were fantastic. So they've got a little bit of a development season ahead of them, and the under 10s are starting their first season in Hampshire, which again will be great. They actually had their first tournament, closed season, back in June, against some of the Division 1 teams in that age group, some junior Premier League teams, and they won it.
Wow.
So they've really sort of set the bar quite high.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
Pressure, coaches, but the bar is set quite high on that one. So it'll be really interesting to see. But the football across the board is fantastic. Ladies team, they play in Division 2 in the Women's Hampshire League. And again, you know, they're really competitive. One of the last games of the season just gone, they played top of the league, and that game finished 3-3. So... they've yeah. built on that success, really, continued through the closed season with friendlies and so on, and hopefully that momentum just carries
fantastic.
On.
You mentioned Hampshire a lot, Hampshire League. How much of a challenge is it to get off the island for every game?
It can be quite challenging. We're lucky in a way. We've got sponsorship from Red Funnel and White Link, so we do get some discounts there. But I would say, even with the discounts, it's one of our biggest costs, really. So one of the things that our treasurer is looking at the moment is trying to get sponsorship in, club sponsorship, just to build the team up, really, build the pot up in terms of travel costs. So we might be messaging a few local businesses over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, do it. I know that we should big up White Link, and especially Red Funnel, because I know Red Funnel do an awful lot of things, cover a lot of bills and so on for people that are travelling to and fro the Isle of Wight, especially sport and, you know, singers and bands and so on. They don't get the credit they deserve. So good luck with that.
Yeah, they're really good as well. When we've got a query or an issue, both White Link and Red Funnel have been fantastic and resolved it relatively quick, so we've never had a problem.
No, that's good. We should point out that if you're under, go on, you talk me through the under sevens or whatever, that they
under
have
eights,
X amount of players. When you get to a certain age, you have a full 11. So how does it all work with the ages as well?
Yeah, so our under eights will play five-a-side football this season. The under 10s will play 7-a-side. The under 13s play 9-a-side, and the under 15s play 11.
Right.
But from under 14s upwards, it's 11-a-side.
Yeah. So I'm thinking the younger they are, the easier it'll be in some instances, because then you've got to get clearance and all that kind of stuff, haven't you? But I'm thinking in the olden days, if we were playing 5-a-side, you'd have had the driver, one in the back, one in the front, four in the back, and one in the boot.
And one in the boot,
and
yeah.
Nobody would have bothered about that. Nobody would have blinked an eye, would they?
No.
But nowadays, you wouldn't be able to get away with that.
Yeah, can't get away with that.
So you've actually, I mean, do you have a bus to go away with it?
We've got one minibus for the club currently, which we share amongst all the teams. The ladies team are the only ones that play on a Sunday, so they get exclusive use of that bus. But all the other teams, we just rotate usage of it and try and keep it as equal as possible. But it does make the journey to the mainland a bit more exciting for the girls when they're in a minibus with white eagles written across the side of it.
Oh, wow.
Travelling to games.
So. Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'll bet. Sounds like a really exciting season ahead.
Yes, definitely.
So, what is it, 2, 3, 4 teams you got?
Yeah, we've got four youth teams and then one senior team.
So you must have a good team of people around you that, you know, because if you're all playing at once, say, you know, how difficult is that going to be?
Yeah, it can be. We all train on the same day, so we're quite spread out across Sandown Bay. Then, and we've got a really good coaching support network as well. So we've got 2 coaches per team. We've started doing development as well for some of our senior players. So our 16 pluses who are interested in coaching in the future, we're bringing them through now to get them coach qualified, and they're coaching the under 8s, the under 10s. So we're starting to see that real circle of development, which is fantastic.
Now look, you brought in some notes.
I did.
You haven't looked at them.
No, I didn't need to.
But there was someone you got to mention because they said, oh, please, write something down. So we should mention him.
We should mention him, yeah. the treasurer of us deserves a mention. I wasn't going to come in with notes, and then he politely suggested that I did, just to make sure I mention White Fibre and White Link and so on, and the other potential sponsors out there that may be listening that would be interested in sponsoring us.
So you didn't just look at that once. So what's the treasurer's name?
Russ.
He didn't need the notes. He knows it because it's all from the heart.
Exactly.
Do you know, it's fantastic to hear this story. It really is. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
If there's anything we can do for you,
yeah,
then even if it's just getting some reports out there, and you sending us game reports every week, tell us when you're playing, put the fixtures on our events guide so people can come and watch. I'm guessing they can come and watch you at Sandown.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Whenever we've got a home game, people are welcome to come down. We've got a cafe there as well, so there's drinks, hot drinks, which is useful in the winter.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are more than welcome to come down. We play Saturday mornings, and the ladies' team play Sunday afternoons, normally 2 o'clock.
When's the next game?
Our first games all start... We haven't had the full fixture list yet, but the season starts on the 6th and 7th of September.
Right, so you've got a month to go then, get fully fit.
Yes.
And so, do you have like a pre-season? Do you carry on playing during the course of the summer holidays? Or
We try and get friendlies. It can be difficult. So it's fine us getting off the islands, but people getting on the islands and paying some of the fees that they've got to pay during the summer holidays can be quite tricky. But We're quite lucky to have a good boys' league network that we can tap into and try and play. And it just, if anything, it improves the physical side of our game to play against them.
Which is great that they're allowed to, because as you say, there's a challenge, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good challenge. How do you, on a day like today when we know everything's brown and horrible, how do you... Are you allowed to paint the lines on the grass and so on?
Yeah, we can do. It's less grass and more dust at the moment. but yeah, we can paint the lines on. It's difficult in this weather. We're less likely to train in boots, obviously, because the ground is currently like concrete. So we're playing in trainers or Astros.
Yeah.
Just while we get through this period of time. But hopefully some rain will be incoming at the beginning of next week.
Monday. Yeah. Excellent. All day. And you wait. Everyone will be moaning about it.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to have a drop of rain. But you're going to get plenty on Monday. So don't worry.
Exactly.
Hopefully. Look, best of luck for the start of the season.
Thank you.
You will come back and give us an update from time to time, won't you? And
anytime.
Honestly, use our events guide to promote your games.
Yes.
And then we can get... I'm guessing it's free to go and watch.
Yeah, totally free to come and watch.
But you can make a donation if you want.
Yeah.
And also, if you've got any youngsters out there in the family that want to play football, obviously, got to be a girl. It's girls football only. How do they how do they get hold of you?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook under White Eagles Girls FC, and you can also contact us via our email address, which is whiteeaglesfc@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Philip, for coming in.
That's all right. Thanks for having us.
No worries at all. Next time we'll discuss this, you supporting Sheffield Wednesday.
Maybe.
Well, not today. We don't want to bring the tone down.